Alright. Show started.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
Yes, sir.
I'm here with my cousin.
Yes.
What's his name?
You dig what I'm saying? What's going on, you guys? Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the podcast, me and my cousin.
Yeah, if you can give us, you know, a follow and a like and
share
us to your cousins. You know, y'all, everybody got cousins, right? Share them to all your cousins.
Yeah, like, share. Like.
All that good shit.
Yes, sir. What's been going on, cousin?
Bullshit.
Yeah?
Well,
man, what's new in the news, man?
Same old Trump trying to build a wall and shit.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody, by the way, too. What is it? Today the 14th?
Yeah,
14 days in? Yeah, January 14th, 2019.
Time for a new year, a new you.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody. If you're still doing your resolutions, that's big. 14 days in. I think they say only a certain percent keep going after day 12. So if you're still doing it by day 14, that's big. I'm not really sure the percentage, but I seen that on the article.
Yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
Only 14% stay with they shit.
No, I ain't say a percent now. I said by the 12th, if you're still doing it, your New Year's resolution by the 12th, it's only a certain percent that goes past that. So if you're still doing it, today's the 14th.
Damn, so only people can last about 12 days?
12 days of doing a resolution.
So 12 days people can only last in the gym.
Can't handle it.
Can't eat right.
Can't handle it.
Save money.
Can't handle it. You feel
God
me?
Damn, only 12 days.
12 days.
What the fuck?
I forgot what article I seen that in, though. I should have saved that shit.
Yeah, you should have, yeah.
Because one of my friends showed me that shit. 14 days, That's big because most people only last to 12. Don't even last to 12.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, bro. Happy New Year's, y'all. I hope you had a good time with y'all's family.
Yeah, sir.
I spent it at work. Where'd you spend it at?
Oh.
In the club?
Yeah, sir.
Y'all black folks go crazy. y'all celebrate everything in the club.
When it hit 12 o'clock, I wasn't in the club. I was praying. I was at home praying.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. When it hit 12 o'clock, I was praying.
But you
I didn't go to the club till 1. I went to the club.
Oh, you went after?
Yeah. I went to the club after. It was at 1. Got the club in at 2:30. I was in there for about an hour and left. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Once it hit New Year's, y'all was praying?
Dropped down.
When the ball hit, y'all was praying?
Yeah, sir.
Y'all playing during the ball drop, bro?
59, praying. During.
Okay.
Why that bitch dropping? You feel me? The ball was still up in the air.
Y'all saying grace.
Y'all, it was just me.
You?
Yeah, my people done, they was at church though. I wasn't with my family. They was in another, you know what I'm saying? Another country, but another county.
Okay.
You did what I'm saying?
Yeah, my family was home and I was over here working and shit. You know, watching the ball drop at work.
Yeah.
Fuck
what time y'all got out? Y'all didn't get out earlier?
11, but I really ended up leaving at 12 or something. So,
okay.
Yeah. But I don't seen it drop so many times. The same shit.
The same ball.
Same
they
ball.
Just dropping them same damn ball.
Same damn time, too. So it's the same show.
Yeah.
It's the same show every time. Yeah. God damn, I gotta watch it every year.
I
watched it a couple times now.
They don't put that same ball up.
I can tell you what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I can really tell you what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah, that is real, man.
So in the news right now, we got Trump hollering, talking about he's gonna build a wall here and there, but nobody wanna pay for it. He don't wanna pay for it. Mexico don't wanna pay for it.
Okay.
Who want to pay for it?
So first and foremost, though, do you think the wall should be built?
I think it should. I think it should be built. I'm not racist or nothing like that because I am, Mexican. But
Speak
I think
your
it's
nationality
best.
Again, what's your nationality?
I'm Mexican.
Okay, full blooded, mother and
full blooded.
Okay,
full
born
blooded.
And raised. You was born over there or
not? Oh no, I was born here in America.
Okay.
But I've been to Mexico many times, and I still got lots of family over there. And so I know how that shit go. I know how how people get across. I already know all those stories. It's just crazy. Like, I think the wall is would be best because that'll definitely keep people back from getting hurt. Because, you know, crossing that border, you know, Joe, there's a lot of risks into that. A lot of families get lost, die from dehydration or from food or from, like, people robbing and killing. And just a lot of people, it's a bunch of risks in crossing that border. Ain't no guarantee, you know?
Yeah. It ain't like you just crossing the street.
Yeah, no, it ain't like you just going, you know, to your next door neighbors or nothing like that. Yeah, you going through some deserts and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to watch out for coyotes and all that type of shit. And
yeah.
All kinds of shit.
So you say you should put the wall up, but who do you think should pay for it?
I'm not going to pay for that shit. Y'all can put it up, but I ain't paying for nothing.
I was saying, you think Mexico should pay for it? Or
I don't know why Mexico should pay for it. Mexico shouldn't pay for shit. Like, they the ones that want to keep us out, right?
Oh, now you're part of that. You just say
no, put but the wall. Yeah, put it. But I'm not gonna. I'm saying, like, how you gonna make Mexico pay for you for your shit?
Yeah.
So if I get a flat tire, I'm gonna make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Why am I gonna make you pay for it?
That's real,
man. It's United States' problem, not their problem. So if it's our problem, they should put a wall up.
To stop
all the drugs and all the legal trafficking and all that shit. Yeah, because it's a lot of bad, it's bad all the way around. And it's bad, you know, drugs coming in, people, you know, legal immigrants not 100% coming through, you know what I'm saying? Some of them get lost, die, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them die.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they pull a wall up, nobody can get through.
But they're going to be able to get around that wall. Look how they got Chapo out of jail. They built a fucking tunnel up under the ground. Left a scooter down there for him so he's like a shoot across. Are you telling me these smart motherfuckers ain't finna get around that wall?
They gonna get around it somehow, bro, but it's gonna be...
That bitch gotta be deep as shit. The wall will be deep as fuck. And that bitch better be high as hell.
I don't know. But it's gonna be less harder now. It's gonna be less harder.
It's gonna be more harder.
I mean, it's gonna be more harder for them to get across. It's gonna be a lot more hard. And so, like, the urgency of people wanting to come over is going to be like, ah, man, that's going to be too hard.
Yeah,
got to do too much. Let's just stay our asses here. Hell no, that bitch, they done build it 10 times higher and they build it 10 times deeper. Fuck that.
Yeah. But you got people, man, they dying to come over here, man. They rather take that chance to get ate by a coyote, get lost or whatever through that desert just to leave from over there to come to America. They're taking that chance.
They know the risks, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, too. Like, a lot of these people know the risks. Like, there's a lot of stories of how, you know, people not making it and shit, you know.
And they up the Border Patrol. They up, like, the people, the employees. They employ more people to try to get more people out there to patrol the border and all that. But it's just, I don't know, I think they put a lot of money and a lot of effort into it, but they should just, I don't know, I don't feel, who was that president that we seen earlier?
Fox.
That was who that was? That was a president?
Yeah, ex-president?
He was vice president?
No, he was an ex-president. He was president about like 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, whoever that guy was, I agree with him. We shouldn't put no border. We should let them come. If they have the right paperwork, let the Mexicans come over here. Come work. Let them get a job. Send them money back home. Whatever they got to do. But when they working here, it's going to get taxed. So the U.S. is getting money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just helping the economy. Why we like, it's just more, it's going to be more people coming over. These people, they're going to work their ass off. Because they're going to come over here, they're going to work their ass off. They want to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they ain't finna come over here and bullshit. They gonna come over here and work. You feel me?
Yeah, they gonna.
So hell,
they gonna do it.
That what I'm saying. Like, they making it seem like these folks gonna come over here and just play. Man, you got these people coming over here building up big. They the ones building up all the communities and the houses.
Yeah.
They building their ass off. They doing roofs. Them bitches watching cars.
They swinging off ladders and shit.
Man, them bitches slanging fruit. Whatever you need, they gonna work. So why not let them work? Give them a legit job. Tax their ass with the tax. We getting taxed.
Yeah.
Tax them. That's more money going to the government. like build up the economy with that. You feel me? So I mean, I understand like you have other people come over here, game bangers and all that, but we got those people already here without them Mexicans. So I mean, what are we doing to control them people that we got here now? So I feel like they wasting too much time and too much money trying to put into that wall.
There's a lot of money that has to go into that wall. Billions out here, like
just to try to keep these people out. And who's to say that it's going to 100% keep all these people out?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And who's to say that this wall, how long is it going to last? You paying $1 billion, this bitch better last for life. You know what I'm saying? But that shit ain't going to last. You got to still keep maintenance on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Have somebody go by and make sure no cracks.
It's going to cost a lot of money to keep that wall up to date.
Keep it maintained. You got to maintain it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't just put it up and leave it alone. No, you got to have people still there to watch that bitch, because these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, might find a way to get over it or blow the bitch up and get through. Mm-hmm. You got to have people constantly, you know, being there still.
Yeah, man, I say let them through. I say let them come. Let them work, get legit jobs. Send the money back home if they want. It's their money once they make it, but they going to get taxed. And where's the tax going to?
Yeah, and a lot of these illegal immigrants that are already working here are getting taxed. But they're also, the legal immigrants are not filing their taxes. They can't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they got no paperwork.
Yeah.
So a lot of these taxes are not, you know, are not coming back to their pocket. A lot of it's just going to the government. They can't
file taxes.
They can't file it because they got no paperwork. Yeah. They got no paperwork to be able to like show that, you know, they're here. They're, you know, they got papers and nothing. No, the taxes don't come back to their pocket. They just get lost.
Yeah. So on that note, I say fuck Trump, fuck the wall. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. That's my opinion. I feel like we got other stuff we could be focused on.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot more things we could be focused on. There's a lot of shit that's way more worse than trying to build that damn wall right now. Because I really don't see what building that wall is gonna. The only one thing I know is gonna solve is like kind of solve. What I think is maybe gonna kind of solve is less, you know, deaths for Mexicans, because that's less people gonna try to cross that.
Yeah.
And less.
But they gonna less find other ways.
They gonna find
that's
other
like,
ways.
It's like they get in the back of the them trailers and shit. They get in the back of them hot ass trailers.
They coming through the border. You feel me? They're not going through the wall. These motherfuckers are going through the border in these damn trailers.
But it's hot as fuck in them trailers, and they taking that risk just to come through. You know what I'm saying? So shit, either way, you could rather, man, look, you gotta get in this 98 degree goddamn trailer, or walk across this 100 degree desert and try to get across the border. I mean, they doing different way. They really trying to get over here.
Yeah.
And to cut people from dying, trying to come, let them come. Shit, that's going to cut all that out. They're not going to die trying to cross the border, because shit, now you freely to come over here. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they got to come up with a system of, okay, look, we let these people come by. These people got to get tagged. They just can't just be letting everybody come.
Right. Like, I see what you mean. Like, okay, so we should open up these borders and let people come. But They gotta come for maybe, they can only stay for maybe like about a few months, maybe like 6 months, and then they gotta go back.
Yeah, but they don't, you know, some of them, everybody ain't going back.
Yeah, they ain't going back, but the thing is that if they're coming over here to work, they're not allowed, you know, to purchase houses, to purchase property, to start a business. Yeah. No, you gotta come here, work.
But they can
and then go back.
But I mean, you know, they can come up with all type of paperwork too.
They can, fake but I mean,
fake names, all that type of shit. Once they get here, so it is kind of tricky though. I think they should. They got to come up with some type of system that you got to scan their ass or something. Them bitches need barcodes. Them bitches need barcode. Chips or something in their ass or something. They need something chips. Because hell, that letting them come, saying, "Hey, you get 6 months." Some people just they'll come over here on a work visa and they'll never go back.
They'll never go back.
You know what I'm saying?
Back.
How the fuck you gonna find them? It's so many, they here. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, bitch, go
they
to Juanita.
They all look alike. You trying to, I'm looking for what's his name. You describe him, he gonna look just like everybody.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I feel like if we do let them through, they gotta come up with some type of strategy on how to keep them back, like how to keep them separated from the regular Americans. But if not, they can't come up with something like that, then hey, they gonna have to build that damn wall.
Yeah.
So, But I say first, that's not even in the top five priorities of what we should even be worried about right now, I think.
No, it really ain't.
The president making that number one. That's the number one priority.
He says if the government doesn't want to pay for it, he's going to declare make it a national emergency where he's going to get the army to build it. And he said he can do that. It's like if he can't get the government to pay for it to get people to build it, he's going to get the army. He can declare it as a national emergency.
Yeah.
A national emergency, and they're going to have to get the army to build it. And he can do that. That's the second option he has. And that's what he also says he's going to do. He don't want to, but he will do it if they don't pay for that shit. So he really want that motherfucking wall.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell Mexican was going to fuck this old lady or something.
He really don't want to come over here at all.
Yeah, for real. He ain't fucking with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. But we'll see how that play out, man.
Yeah.
What else going on out there in the news?
So.
Oh, you know my boy Future dropping the album, by the way.
Oh, yeah? When, Friday?
Future Hendrix, Five Marshall Future, Super Future, The Wizard.
Oh, The Wizard. The Wizard now? How's he The Wizard
man,
now?
He The Wizard, man. He dropping this Friday. 118.19.
What's the name of it?
The Wizard.
Oh, The Wizard. Oh, I thought you said he's the Wizard too, though, right?
Exactly. But the name of it is called The Wizard.
Why he calling it The Wizard?
No. Because he say he feel like The Wizard of Oz here.
How?
You know what I'm saying? He leading us through this yellow brick road.
No, what he trying to say?
Yeah, okay. No, I don't know how he doing that. Yeah. I don't know why he called it that. But that's his name. That's been his name, though. But
that's been the name, The Wizard.
Yeah, like his little nickname. People call him. He got all those names: Five Marshall, Future, Super Future, Future Hendrix. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Wizard. But I'm ready for that. I am a big Future fan, by the way.
How you think that one's gonna go?
The Wizard.
I think it's an album.
Hard. Yeah, it's an album, and I think he only got like.
Damn, he ready to drop. Is he gonna be the first one? One of the big artists gonna drop. For the 2019?
No, I think so, though. I think everybody else dropped 18. I don't think nobody dropped this year yet.
So he's going to be one of the first ones I know right now that's dropped.
Yeah. His shit going to be big. He got like 20 tracks on it. 20 tracks.
Damn, 20 tracks?
And only 3 features.
Let me guess. Young Thug?
Yeah, Young Thug.
Gunna?
Yeah, they on the same song, though. Young Thug and Gunna and Future all on the same song.
Damn.
And then he got Travis Scott.
That shit going to be hard, probably. Travis Scott?
Yeah,
I don't know about that one. Travis Scott's a little. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a different vibe.
Yeah, there's a couple. But songs you never know. I like of them though, but that's about it.
Travis Scott sound the same on every fucking song though. Same fucking shit.
Yeah, I never really like sit down and listen to any of Travis like back to back to back music.
He has some good ones, but on some of them he just sound the same.
I only heard this shit like that's on the radio and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never really listened to him.
So you think it's gonna be hot?
Yeah, I mean that's just my opinion though.
Is there any songs on there that we already heard? Like they're out, we already heard. You know how they
like
already have songs.
He only dropped like 2 songs though. That's been out. It's called Juiced Up, and It's Crushed Up.
Crushed that one.
Crushed
yeah, that one's
up.
Hot.
And,
that one's hot.
I forgot the name of the other one.
Yeah, Crushed Up sounds hot. Gunna's on that one.
Nah, ain't nobody on that.
Just him?
Yeah.
Could have swore it was. Travis Scott was on that one. I don't know.
Nah, it's just him. Ain't nobody on that shit.
Cause I thought there was somebody else on there.
Ain't got no service in this bitch, man. I can't pull it up. But yeah, that shit, I believe that shit gonna be great, bro. And that's just me. I'm gonna be biased.
I like Future though. His music is good. I like his music. His music has a vibe.
Shit suck. I'm gonna say it's fire.
He has different flows. He has it where he can make it like really hype, and he got another one where he can make it really vibey, really chill.
Yeah.
He can really switch it up on you however he want, and it just he makes it sound good. He knows how to make it sound good. He has that voice. That's what he got.
Oh, yeah.
He got that voice nobody else has.
Yeah. Even why he talk.
Because when he first came out, his voice was like unique more than anybody's I've ever heard. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This guy's voice is like deep as shit.
Yeah.
Like this guy's voice is like, you never heard nobody like him when he first came out. Mm-hmm. Right? Or nah?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're
and
right.
Also, what's his name? The other guy that sounds like him?
Designer?
No, not that idiot.
Yeah.
What's his name? Remember when he first came out, both of them thought that, like, you couldn't tell who was who? No, remember Future and,
It was Designer, bro.
No, remember, it was Future and what's his name, and people, and they would sound the same, and people couldn't tell the difference. People were like, no, that's Future. No, that's what's his name. No.
Shit, what is his name? Hell, shit. You talking about what's his name? What is his damn name?
He's... goddamn... He sounds just like... Who else sounds just like Future?
Bro,
he fell off.
Designer,
no, he fell off a long time ago. He fell off a long time ago.
Mm-hmm, bro. Only person that keep coming across with my Designer and fucking...
Nah, man. This other guy.
I don't know. Bro, if y'all think of who this guy talking about, put it in the comments below, man. Because I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's talking about.
People know what the fuck I'm talking about. People already know,
it's
what's his name? It's what's his name? Yeah, everybody remembers. He sounds just like Future. When they first came out, they were beefing at one time. And then at one point, they said they had a song together, which I never heard. But they said they either had
Thug.
A song together. No, man, not Thug, not Gunna, not nobody. Not none of them. He fell off a long time ago, dude.
Where you from?
Atlanta.
Rich homie
Quan, that fool.
Hell nah.
What you mean? They sounded alike. Nah. A lot of people were like, no, that's Future. No, that's rich homie. They both sound. Remember, even people say they was what one of them stole the other person's flow. They were like, no, he stole his
that.
Flow. Like, no, he stole my flow or he stole his flow. People were always saying that one of them was stealing each other's flow.
No, I don't know about that.
Man, come on.
I don't think they sound the same.
Not no more.
He was
but when
good.
They first came out, when they were first out.
He was good when he was with Thug. When them two was doing their little thing.
Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah, that's,
that was hot.
Yeah, I think
they Yeah, they have some classics together.
They would have been bigger than Lil Baby and Gunna. Like how they do their thing together, you feel me? Like,
yeah, they do it good.
Yeah.
But what happened to him? Why he fall off?
No.
He just stopped making music? Is that what it was?
Nah, he's still making music, though. He dropped a mixtape. That shit was hard, but nobody listened to it. That shit was hard. Like, no bullshit. That man's shit was hard, bro.
Well, maybe because he's not longer on a label, is he?
Yeah, I think he still is, though. He's still on that label.
Well, maybe he's not.
But it was something, like, I don't know. After him and Thug broke up, that shit just went downhill.
They're not cool with each other?
I knew he broke up with his label too, though. Think it's a game. They had like some type of differences. And since then, he's been going downhill. But he dropped the mixtape. That bitch was hard. But it's like that shit didn't pop. People ain't gravitate to it. But that shit was hard, bro.
But a lot of people didn't know, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I really. I think they did, though, because he did like a little press run. Like a little. He was here. He came to Orlando. He was. Shit, he did like a little run with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a little mini tour. But nobody fucking... Bitches ain't go crazy behind that shit.
No?
Yeah.
To be honest, I ain't even heard it either. Because... I haven't heard it because... You know, like I really don't miss him. Like that.
Yeah.
I really didn't miss him. I mean, he had a lot of good songs, but eventually, like they started getting weirder. Not weirder, but it just started to switch up to what he was usually doing, and it was just like I started missing him less, and I was like, and then eventually I didn't hear about him, and I wasn't missing him at all.
He's
like,
just gone.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, he's dropping a mixtape. I'm like, eh. Unless if it's in my face, I'm not going to, listen to it. I'll listen to it, but you know what I'm saying?
That's why rappers though too, they can't be waiting so long to drop shit, bro. When they hot, they supposed to consistently drop shit. That's when Future was hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. At one point, man dropped like four mixtapes, back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying?
He kept relevant. He stayed relevant.
That Dirty Sprite 2, Beast Mode, he came out with.
Beast Mode 2.
All that shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. He did the shit with him and Thug. He did the shit with him and Drake. Like, kept dropping music. Like, you gotta stay relevant. Don't wanna be waiting and thinking bitches gonna wait on them.
Because if you wait, these people that want to listen to music are still going to start finding different people to listen to.
Because attention span is short. Bitches can't wait on shit for long, bro. They want that shit right now. Like, fast food, quick. You know what I'm saying?
Because if not, they're going to find other ways to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But they have their core fans, though. Like, I know he got some core fans.
Everybody got their core fans.
Yeah, they're going to fuck got with their core no fan. Matter what.
Everybody got their core fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Future is hot, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing. He is hot. His music is dope. Mm-hmm. That's another thing about him. So, like, if he stops right now and he decides to drop next year, people going to tune in. Maybe not a lot of people, but a good amount of people are going to tune in on Future. Yeah. They're going to want to see what's up.
Yeah. Because he kind of, that's like if Drake do that. If Drake do it, go a whole year without dropping no music. That next shit, his shit gonna go crazy.
It's only
certain people that could do that, though.
Yeah, only everybody, certain people. Yeah,
everybody can't do that.
Rich Homie Quan couldn't do that. Yeah. He done. He couldn't do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that man couldn't do shit.
So, that pretty much, like, all I've been following, though, right now, man, I know that. I know the police, they still killing motherfuckers.
But they stay doing that. They love that shit.
Yeah, they still killing
bitches. They love that shit.
It's just,
shooting people in the back.
This shit make a bit like, don't even want to have kids. Because it's like, shit, what you bringing your kid into this world? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have a kid and be like, damn, like.
Yeah, it's like, hard.
I'm bringing you into this type of shit. Like, you finna be surrounded by this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be prepared to die any day now.
Yeah.
By people that's supposed to save you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So,
and it's not even that, though. It's just the whole world crazy, man. The whole world crazy.
And it's hard, like, to keep them away from all that. Because that shit's all around.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, like, keep them away from all that, trying to hide them from all that. And that's a bad thing, too, trying to keep them away from all that. Because when it finally comes down for them to step out into that shit.
Exactly. They're going to go crazy. They never experienced
it. So it's hard to decide, like, do I keep him away from that shit or do I let him experience that shit or what? What do I do? Because if I let him out now, he's going to be fucked up. If I let him in, if I keep him away from all that shit, he's going to be fucked up when it comes down time for him to step out into that real world and handle his own shit.
The world, that shit, I don't know. That's why I'm saying, bro, that shit crazy. Because, hell, bitch be wanting to have a kid, but at the same time, be like, man, god damn, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to bring no kid into this shit. This shit crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got your president. He ain't worried about you. He worried about a fucking wall. You got police killing bitches. You got regular people killing bitches. Like, people doing church shootings, school shootings. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, that shit crazy.
You got tourist bombing and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this shit just crazy.
Like,
yeah, that shit's wild.
Are we in hell right now?
That's what they say. When they say Earth is hell, and then heaven is
heaven.
It's like we really in hell right now. That's what people say.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people say all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this world is crazy. Especially the school shootings. Those are wild. What the fuck? Like, people. Like, what was that? One that right here in Florida, by Broward, is right. Was it by Broward or in Broward?
I don't remember.
Where that guy ran up
in elementary
school?
Yeah.
He was shooting little kids, bro, like seven.
Teachers and all.
Yeah, bro, like 6 year olds.
I think he went to
8 year olds.
He went to that.
Yeah, he went to that school. I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. That was shit, sick.
Yeah, that shit just crazy, bro. Like, where you can't even go nowhere. And then it's like, shit, at school, should they have metal detectors? Should kids have book bags? Should they only have see-through book bags? Or should they have to hold the port, like the binders?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Just so much shit, and it's like, damn. This shit getting
That's crazy because they said that kid that did the school shooting at the elementary school right for here.
Yeah.
They said he called into a show before that shooting, and he was like, they had a recording of him when he called into a show, and he was just talking to them about whatever they were talking about. He was just putting his opinion on whatever they were talking about, and he sounded crazy, bro, because he was like saying some crazy shit and talking about just weird shit when he was calling. You could tell about shit, there's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
But people didn't know. Yeah, he was just calling in into a radio show and just putting his opinion, whatever they were talking about. But what he was saying, it was just nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
But yeah, that's it. That's the end of our show.
Yeah. Hey, y'all be easy, man. We'll be back soon with another episode of Me and My Cousin.
So yeah, do us a favor and like it or something. Let us know that y'all guys are digging it, so that way we can keep doing this shit. Okay, we gotta see somebody listen to this shit. If not, we gonna just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, share, like, share.
Something, comment. Give us a sign, like.
Yeah, comment, something, tell your friend about it, whatever. But we out, man, me and my cousin.
All right, peace.